Mark Smith, and I'm a business owner in Skagway.
And how long have you been on the school board?
I was appointed last October, so 1 year.
And why did you choose to run?
Well, I ran a couple of years ago and didn't make it. And then last year, nobody ran for a spot, and I was appointed. But I liked it, and, you know, thought I'd do it again.
What's your vision for Skagway School in 10 years?
Pretty similar to what is going on right now. Dr. Coffrin, the superintendent, has got a really good grip on what's going on at that school in the last couple of years since he's been in charge. It has been going great. He's introduced new programs, got some more teachers. We got some more funding this year because we had more attendance. So hopefully in 10 years it'll be very similar to what's going on right now.
So what do you think the school district is doing well?
Everything, to tell you the truth. Our test scores are highest in the state. We got great programs. This year we introduced foreign language along with advanced studies for honor students. But yeah, that's everything's going great, and I'm really impressed with the situation at the school.
And what do you think the school district could improve on?
Well, there's Dr. Coffrin's been talking about redoing the softball field, maybe getting us a track. That would be nice. We're in the works of getting like a Voc-Tech garage type building built out back where the tennis courts are now. That's good. Hopefully that'll be done the next couple of years.
Do you agree with the decision to shift to single grade classrooms in the elementary grades?
I do.
And why?
Just, you know, more personal. You've got less students per teacher, so obviously you're going to get more attention per student.
So that wasn't a difficult decision for you to make when that came to a vote on the board?
No, not at all. Not at all.
So if Skagway were to see a drop in student enrollment, what strategy do you think the district should take to deal with that?
Well, it's tough. Skagway's the housing in Skagway is hard, so it's hard for families to move here. But housing would definitely be something that we'd probably be looking into as a city or a borough to help the population of the school.
And how do you think the school district should deal with less students, less money, what to do about that kind of situation?
Well, we could, as we have in the past years, combine classrooms again, cut, you know, teachers. That's usually where the first hit comes. But we get a lot of help from the city of Skagway, so I think we'll be all right, even if the numbers do fall.
What do you think is behind that increase in numbers?
Well, Skagway's growing. You know, like I said, there's more families moving in. The school it's a great school, so people that are looking to move here and investigate the school at all, I'm sure will be very impressed with it.
So you mentioned housing. What should the school board or district do about the shortage of suitable year-round housing for school staff?
I think just keep bringing it up to city council, and hopefully, you know, we can do something about having possibly buildings set aside for administration in school for firemen, police officers, teachers. Something to that degree would be very helpful for the infrastructure of Skagway.
So you would be supportive of that kind of idea of public employee housing?
Yes, I would be.
What do you think the school district could do to better prepare high schoolers for graduating and entering the workforce?
Well, like I said, we hired a new teacher this year, Ms. Hayes, and she works as a coordinator counselor for guidance counselor for helping kids get into college, fill out their applications, so on and so forth, make sure they've taken their SATs or retaken them if need be. But that's a new position this year, so I think we're in the works of making that a better situation already.
Any other thoughts?
No, not really. I think that the three candidates that are winning, I don't think it matters who wins. I think that Darren Blyle is a very integral part of the school board, and it'd be a shame if he didn't get reelected as the incumbent. And I think Jamie Bricker would do a fantastic job also. She has two kids in school. She's a very intelligent, ambitious woman, and one of the nicest, kindest people I've ever met. So.
And what do you think you would bring to the school board if elected?
You know, I've got a good outlook on things in town and community. I've lived here for a long time. I also have two daughters that attend school, Skagway School. I don't think I could bring anything more than the other two candidates as far as that goes. I think we're all very involved in the community and would like to see the school prosper.
And you said that you ran before?
Yeah, two years ago against Mary Tidlow.
And was that the first time you ran for school board?
That's the first time I've run for anything, but yeah.
So what motivated you to get involved in the school board?
Well, like I said, my kids were getting older. I had both kids in school. Just, you know, trying to give back to community any way I can.
How old are your kids?
Athena is 10 and Addison is 7. So they are in 5th and 2nd grade.
Anything else that comes to mind that you want to tell voters about your stance on school board, school district issues or happenings?
Not really. Like I said, I think it's the school's going in a very good direction right now. I don't think there's anything to worry about.